Coming up next is episode 384 of Bella in Your Business.
Hi there, I'm Bella Vasta from Jump Consulting. You might know me from CBS, NBC, Fox, Huffington Post, Entrepreneur, or maybe you've seen me speak on stage or read my book, The Four Dogs That Every Business Owner Needs. In any case, get ready because you're about to get your hashtag Bella butt kicking in this next episode of Bella in Your Business. So what do you say? Let's get ready and jump.
Welcome to another episode of Bella in Your Business. My name is Bella Vasta. Oh boy, today we're going to talk about something that you probably already know because you've seen the title of this episode, right? Hiring a social media manager. And I'm so grateful to see so many of you start to do this because when I started doing Better Marketing with Bella way back in January 2018 and really getting under the hood of a lot of your social media, I was still convincing people, use social media. It's a great way to do things. And now a lot of you are realizing how much it can actually help get you clients and staff from a personable standpoint, right? We've talked a lot about how most likely people aren't going to just see your social media or hire us and then just call you and hand over their keys and how it kind of works as a bigger ecosystem. But social media is really your storefront. It is that place where you get to be seen, heard, and then evoke that trust and personality. But hiring a social media manager, hiring someone to be the mouthpiece of your business is a very, very big responsibility. And something that I'm starting to see a trend that some don't understand the immense responsibility that comes with it. And so hiring a social media manager, you guys know me, if you've worked with me, I love analogies. A social media manager, let's just say, it's like hiring a woman. Not every woman is considered the same, right? Not equal, but the same. Different shapes, sizes, ethnicities, likes, dislikes, attitudes, styles. We're all very different. And what I want you to take away this episode is that hiring a social media manager, you need to know all the differences. You need to know what you're looking for. And that just because you hire a social media manager does not mean that all your problems are going to be solved. Now, for those of you who have just maybe started listening to the podcast, I have been in social media forever. I was one of the very first saying, get on video, get a Facebook page. I used to have a national organization for pet sitters where I was doing training videos on how to start your Facebook page and why you should start your Facebook page when everybody else was saying it was a fad. I have been squawking about video forever. I have been talking about stories, putting yourself out there, rebuking all of the things that people don't necessarily get excited for on social, which is putting their face on camera. And while it's a good thing to do, you don't have to do it. There are lots of different ways to be successful. But I think what most people don't understand is that when you're talking about social media managers, there are so many different things that you have to think about. There's the design of a graphic or even the design of the photo. The graphic, is it visually appealing or is it just looks like someone threw up all over it? Which I hate to say, but I can tell off the bat how many of you guys are doing it yourself or you have someone hired. And that, again, it's the storefront. I mean, do you want your elementary school kid to go make a poster and put it in a storefront, or do you want to hire a graphic designer to do that? What is going to convey the best level of professionalism? Think about it that way, all right? And then the writing of the caption, the hook that gets them in. Is it long and drawn out and all about you, or is it taking into account the avatar and what's going to stop the scroll? Is it engaging? And do you know how to create engagement on social media? You guys, that's a huge thing. And it is something that is not just, I think we think about social media as inbound. Whatever comes into us, we will react to, hopefully. And even that, a lot of people aren't reacting to it. But there's a lot of things that you can do outwardly to create that engagement and get things up. Is your social media manager going to do that? Because that could make or break it. And what about a posting schedule? What time of day should you post? How often should you post a day? And does it vary for each platform? And do you post the same thing or different things on the different platforms? Which platforms do you post on and which platforms do you not post on? All of these are going to be very, very important, along with things like a content calendar and holidays or local events, which should be very important for every single pet sitting and dog walking company out there, because you are a local company serving a local radius. So when you hire someone, I want you to think about, what are your starting numbers? Let's start from something. How many followers do you have? What is your engagement rate? What do your insights look like? What's your total views of existing versus new followers? All of these things make a difference. Do you have good KPI goals, key performance indicators? How are we going to determine if this person's doing a good job? Or is it like 75% of the people I see or talk to out there for the first time? It's just, oh, I have someone posting to my social and they feel like they've got a good job because someone out there is posting something and that's better than nothing. Well, my jumpers, you're going to do it better because you're a jumper. You're not going to just throw spaghetti against the wall and see what sticks. You're going to make all that spaghetti stick if I have anything to say about it. And that's why you're listening today. Does this new social media person know your brand, your lingo, how you speak, what words, vernacular you use? Is it pets, animals, pet parents, paw parent? Maybe it's something else. What emojis do you use and what emojis do you not use? Do they have a list of your partners that are online or maybe key people in the community that you like to follow or support? Do they get a regular list of your new clients and their Facebook or Instagram handles? Are they sharing stories and using them effectively? Because there is a very specific type of strategy when doing stories that you should be upholding. And if you're hiring someone, likely an expert, to do this, how are they doing it? How are they going to be sharing them effectively? Are they using highlights correctly? I see, again, a lot of people using highlights, but missing out on a lot of the squeeze of the juice on highlights. There's so much that you could do with highlights, and a good social media manager should be able to direct and guide you on that. And what's the call to action? Is it hire us? Is it a download? Is it a freebie? Is it a join our community? Is it a just tell me your pet's name? What kind of calls to action are you going for? And that goes back to the KPIs and what your goals are, right? Have you told them what your overall strategy is? Do you even have one? Or better yet, them as a social media manager, have they come to you and said, excuse me, Bella, so what's our strategy? What would you like our strategy to be? What are the goals that you would like to happen so I can devise a strategy to achieve your goals? Folks, these are the conversations that we need to be having, that I want to make sure and ensure that if you are trusting your storefront with somebody else, that these are the things that you're considering. This is a very serious conversation, and I don't take it lightly because I want to be here to help guide you. I don't want you to be proverbially driving down the highway, opening up the window and throwing 20 bills out the window for every hour that you're paying this person. And most importantly, what have they done in the past to show you that they know what they're doing? Let's jump into pay. Is it going to be a retainer? Personally, I hate retainers. Is it going to be by the hour? Are there going to be any bonus incentivizations there? Are they going to be motivated? What's going to motivate them to reach your goals and your KPIs? What kind of ongoing education do they have? Who are they surrounded by? How do they stay up on the trends? These are all things that I desperately want you to ask yourself when considering hiring a social media manager. I want you to beware that just posting to post is not going to work. It's not. The days are over of posting pictures of cute pets' faces saying, look at Rover, isn't he cute? Hashtag dogs of Instagram. You might as well stay home. Don't do that. And if you're paying someone to do that, oh, please stop. Let's have a call immediately right now. Go to jumpconsulting.net/20 and let's talk about it. There is seriously no judgment. No judgment but I am like a mama bear that want to protect all my jumpers and make sure that you guys are jumping as high as you possibly can. You have to tell them what the goal is. And if they don't ask you what your goal is, I'd also beware. Do you have a focus each month? Or rather, are they pitching you a focus every month? Is there something you're going to be focused on talking about? Is there a theme? Is there a content list? What is that? Do they know how to represent you? Do we want to be empathetic? Do we want to be excitable? Do we want to be professional? Do we want to be all of the above? Do we want to be something different? What does your tone say about you? How do you talk? How is your vernacular? How is your grammar? Is it MLA style that we learned in middle school? Or is it blog style? Is it speaking style? Is it slang? Are there certain things in your area specific to your area? I know, like, you know, being from Boston, it's wicked awesome, but I would never say wicked awesome when I'm in Arizona. In the South, you might say all y'all. I have no idea where I picked that up from, but I actually do say that. These are all things that go into it. How will they get the raw content? What is your process? Because if they're going to be your social media manager, they're going to need to get raw content from you, and you're going to have a system. You can't just be texting them this stuff every single day because it's going to cost a lot of time and a lot of effort. It needs to be streamlined. How are they going to get videos? How are they going to get pictures? Where are they going to come from? Who's responsible for getting them that? What kind of filter do they go through? What kind of crop do they go through? What makes a good picture versus a bad picture? All of this stuff comes into play when you are having someone manage your social media. And what about the balance between professional and personal, right? We have to show up as people. We're literally going into people's homes and getting their keys and caring for their fur baby. This is an emotional job. We are exchanging guilt for love, not time for dollar. Does this social media manager understand this? Are they going to make you show up your storefront different than the next XYZ pet sitting company on the Google search in your area? Think about it. Think about it. Before you hire that social media manager, these are the things that you need to think about.
One of my clients had the most stressful hiring process. She was going off her gut, wanting to let her office staff take some of the initial phases out, but just didn't know how. I helped her create an entire interview process that tested for things she was really looking for, the things that were really important to her company culture. And the results? A very specific, created hiring process where not only were people lining up to work for her, but it was such a great system that she only stepped in at the final interview. Not only that, but those that hired stayed with her company for a really long time. No ghosting, back and forth, wishy-washy, I can help you types. Jazz HR helped her with all of this, and they can help you too. Not to mention, you have me every step of the way. Try Jazz HR today, get all my free bonuses, like hiring ads, knockout questions, and even up to 50% off some of the plans. Learn more today by going to jumpconsulting.net/jazzhr. That's jumpconsulting.net/jazzhr.
And this is a two-way street, you guys. This isn't just only something that you need to tell them. Thanks, Bella. I'm going to write down this list. I'm going to tell them everything. I told them everything. They should be able to do it. No, they should also be able to come to you with all of these questions. This should be front of their mind if they are a true social media manager. They should be getting into the business of yours. You are giving them the microphone for your business. What are they going to say? What is their process? The other thing is, how and when will you review content? When are they going to be creating this content? How far in advance? Is it going to be a fire drill every day or every week? Or is it going to be something more like monthly? Are you going to be responsible for some of it, or are they responsible for all of it? How will you know if they're doing a good job? What kind of check-ins are you going to have? It is not enough to just have something posted. These are all things that I want you to think about. And at the very end of it all, it is also something that you are still going to have to manage. If you take your social media and you hand it off to someone, it's like you literally gave the keys to your store to someone and then you just like walked away and went on vacation. You have to be checking up on it. You have to be tweaking things, correcting and continuing. It is not feasible for someone to just come out the gate knowing you exactly how you are. There is going to be a getting to know you period. There is going to be a point where you're like, yes, I love that. Let's double down on that. No, I don't like that. And then it's not even going to be a question of what you like and don't like. They will hopefully be coming to you and saying, you know what? This really works when we do this kind of thing. I'd like to keep doing more of this. Do you agree? And then they can show you the data that backs it up. A true social media manager will be using the data to help guide the growth of your social media channels. I want you guys to think about all of this. Now, I say this with love. I'm saying this very serious because this is very serious. I see more and more people thinking they can just hire some random person to post content and that's it. But beware, you might, just might be losing money. You might not be making the investment that you think you are. It might be more of a fantasy, or maybe you're doing an excellent job and it's amazing. I'll tell you, a really good social media manager is going to be more than $500 a month. And that is posting like half of the month and creating content. You're looking at a good $1,000 going rate for a really good social media manager. Oh, Bella, I don't have that money. I'm going to settle for what I can afford. Well, is that really helping you or hurting you? That's what I want to know. If you're going to hire someone to do something, is it going to be completely taken over so that you can focus your time and energy on getting more employees or growing your business or doing the SOPs or getting more clients or, you know, smoothing out your client love system or whatever else it is that you're working on? Maybe it's your website. Who knows? A good social media manager should be able to take all of it away from you. And if you don't have that, or you don't feel like you're ready for that, or you're totally scared by that, I get it. You should be scared. And I'm not sitting here trying to scare you, but I'm trying to give you the harsh mama bear truth right now. Because like I said, I see a lot of these mistakes happening. I know this because we have our marketing agency, Better Marketing with Bella, where we help people grow their social media channels. And we have testimony after testimony of leads increasing, engagement going up, but we don't actually do it for them. We teach them how to do it. We give them the professional content, show them what to do for the personal content, and then help guide their strategy on exactly what they need to do with 5 or 10 minutes of their own time a week. That's it. It's not about spending hours and hours and hours doing this. So listen, if you're out there and you're wondering, shoot, am I making mistakes or am I doing good? Seriously, let's do a 20-minute call. jumpconsulting.net/2020. That's jumpconsulting.net/2020. And what I want you to consider is, are you getting your best bang for your buck? Or are you getting more headaches and more problems? Before you hire that social media manager, or if you have them do that. And I know this too, because we also work with social media managers. A lot of people in my marketing agency have a social media manager. They're doing all their personal content. We are providing them all of the professional content because social media managers manage social media. They're not designers. They're not graphic designers. Okay. Let me be really clear about that. They are not graphic designers. And the way, again, at the beginning of the episode, I told you the way you show up on social is people are going to be making a direct assumption about how professional you are. What does the brand say about you? The look, the feel, the professionalism, the personalization, all of that. And so we've worked with these brand managers. We're kind of like the manager of the social media manager. I've, on multiple occasions, brought in social media managers and the business owner, sat them down and said, okay, what do we want to see grow? Okay, here's our strategy. This is how we're going to do it. And that's how I'm able to work with a lot of people. And we've helped even train. Sometimes people have people in their business who are interested in social media, and they make the big mistake that because they're interested in social media or they're a certain age bracket, they think that they can just do the social media and it doesn't work out. And then they end up coming back crying to us and it didn't work out. Well, let us help you. Let me help you manage your social media manager. Guys, I have spoken multiple years at Social Media Examiner's Social Media Marketing World. I have the greatest friends that are the forefront leaders in social media. I am tapped into all of it. I know what works. I know what doesn't work. And it just kills my heart sometimes when I see some business owners trying so hard, but they're just not throwing the right spaghetti against the right wall. And they're stressed out and they're overworked and they don't have enough money and they're just scraping from the bottom of the barrel because they don't know what else to do. If you feel like this is you, and I'm not here to sell you, let me be very clear, because there are some people that, you know, are right to work together and there's some people that are not. And I'm very upfront. You might've even been on a call with me when I said, go do XYZ, then let's talk. Your success is my success. And at the end of the day, I do this because I love you guys. I sincerely love you guys. I would not still be going on 400 episodes all by myself since 2014, as long as my daughter's been alive every Thursday, if I did not have a sincere passion for helping you. So guys, let's do this. Let's talk about this. I want to know. Get on my schedule. Let's chat about your social media. JumpConsulting.net/20. Let's figure this out. And if you don't want to get on a call, that's okay too. Please think about all these questions. And when you go out there and try to hire some social media person and then they tell you what box to go fit in, oh, I'll manage your social media and this is exactly what I'll do. And now you're just molding into them. They're not molding into you, into your storefront. You're not saying, hey, this is what I need. Make your package fit me, right? These are all kinds of very important things that I want to see you do. I'm not going to keep going. I hope you don't think I'm preaching. Literally, it's coming from my heart. You guys, social media does not have to be hard. It doesn't. It needs to have very clear objectives, KPIs. It needs to have a clear strategy. And it's something that actually can really easily be done. But too many people miss the main message. So I hope this has inspired you to really look under the hood of what you're doing with your own social media yourself, or if you're going out there hiring a social media manager, and how important and how complex that hire actually is. And if you have any questions at all, I am always here for you. Again, jumpconsulting.net/20. This has been another episode of Bella in Your Business. I want to remind you that when life gets you down, to always keep jumping. Bye now.
So what did you think? Did you love this episode? I sure hope you did, because I put a lot of love into this for you. The best way you can show me that is by going to iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you listen to your podcast, and go ahead and leave a review. I just might read it on the next episode. I also want to remind you that when life gets you down, remember to always keep jumping. Thanks for listening.